Good morning and welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. Well, thank you for joining us. Today is the day of destiny for the city of Newark and surrounding towns. Yes, in case you forgot, today is May 13th and it's election day. So people are getting ready and preparing to go to the polls today to vote for various kinds of political seats right here in Newark. The council persons are looking for the sitting council persons, that is. They're looking to be reelected, and then there are seats that are open that people are trying to qualify to occupy. Then, of course, there's the big potato, the mayor's seat that some folk are hoping to fill, and that happens on today. And certainly, this is one issue that we want to pray for today. So I'm sure God is pleased that you are up and you have joined us on this wonderful day to give your heart to him in prayer, as these issues that are very real and have serious implications are before people today as individuals make decisions about who they will vote for. Now, this is no small thing, because the entire nation will be looking at what happens today in Newark. You can believe that. So don't forget, later on today, evening, mid-evening, towards bedtime, you'll be hearing reports, and you will see and notice that this election is so important that it's being covered as if it was nationally, as if it were some kind of presidential election. So it has status. And so people are aware that today is a day of destiny for the city of Newark. And there's some other surrounding areas that are having elections as well. I believe Irvington and some other parts of our region. However, the main and the key and important, most important election today here in New Jersey is the Newark municipal elections. Newark is the largest city in the state of New Jersey, and so it's important It's also supernaturally important because the powers of darkness have engaged the kingdom of light over the city of Newark. And that's where we come into play most importantly, not only at the ballot box, but at the throne of grace. I trust that all of us can discern that particular fact. It's at the throne of grace that the battle is won. In other words, on our knees. So, once again, welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30-plus minutes. And today's Tuesday, May 13th, the year of our Lord, 2014. Day of destiny for the city of Newark. Let us enter God's throne room. Let's greet Him. Let His light shine upon us. Let our hearts be exposed to His light, to His smile, to His grace and mercy. And of course, we want to enter with praise and do so with thanksgiving. Father, we thank You on this Tuesday morning. You orchestrated and designed that we would be on this section of the timeline of history for the very purpose for which we've been awakened by You today, for the very purpose that we've been refreshed during a night of sleep and rest, so that we can be up today for this day to glorify You in it, to please You. We thank You for giving us a heart of trust where we can trust You. And so we ask today, even as we approach carefully Your throne, that You would forgive us for all of our failures and failings. We ask that You would just lift from us the burden of our own sin. Cast those burdens into the sea, Your sea of forgetfulness. Help us today. We thank You for all that You've done for us in the past, leading up to these moments, how You've watched over us, how You've kept us, how Your heart has yearned towards us. We do thank You and give You the praise and the honor, how You've kept us in good health, and You've given us strength, and You've protected us from all manner of dangers, even those that we could not see. To us, they were unseen, but You and Your ministering angels that You dispatched to serve us watched over us faithfully and shielded us from the ravages of the kingdom of darkness. Today, Lord, it's a brand new day that You've given us. And just like all the other days, we depend on You today. We lean on You with all our strength because our help comes from You. And You are our support. You are our uplift. You are the lifter of our heads. So we thank You on this day. And Father, in this important and terminal day of destiny for the city of Newark, where we are located, we know, Lord God, that You know the end from the beginning. You know what must be. You know what's coming. And we endeavor to follow You. And today we ask that You would just guide us, even as we pray, lifting our hearts to You. Condition our hearts so that they line up with Your perfect will. In the name of Jesus, we thank You on this day of destiny. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, welcome to all of you. Just want to highlight our prayer time today with a portion of scripture from the Gospel of John, and it's taken from the 15th chapter of John. And we'll zoom right in on verse 16 of the 15th chapter of John, verse 16. And Jesus had a conversation with his disciples, and I believe that applies to you and me even now. He said this to them. He says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And I have appointed you. I have planted you that you might go and bear fruit and keep on bearing, and your fruit, that your fruit may be lasting, that it may remain, abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, as presenting all that I am, he may give it to you." Well, our insight from the Holy Spirit into that scripture, this scripture is about prayer. And fruit is directly linked and directly related to prayer. So in our Lord's generous statement to his disciples about choosing them so that they would bear fruit, he clearly teaches that this matter of praying and bearing fruit is not a petty business of our choice. He specifically had our praying in mind. He has chosen us of his own divine selection, and he expects us to do this one thing of praying and to do it well. Therefore, the main objective of choosing us as his disciples and sharing friendship with him was that we might be better fitted to bear the fruit of prayer. Imagine that. That's something that you may want to meditate on all day long today. That why he has chosen us is so that we may bear fruit. And this fruit is really prayer. That's what it is. So you and I are privileged, aren't we? Well, let's get to the task. Your lines are open. Once again, good morning to you, and thank you for joining us. Your lines are open, and if you have a praise report or a prayer request, you may want to share that. Now, I see that there's a line in from South Carolina, and that means Linda is on, and we thank God that she is feeling well enough to join us this morning after having come through a successful procedure relating to her foot. And so I thank God for that. So I don't know if she's up to commenting on this morning, but she's definitely on. Praise God. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. What's up?
Good morning. God be the glory this morning. I'm doing well. And I thank God for your prayers. I thank God for everything that everyone has done for me. I am doing well. My children left yesterday, but it was a blessing to have them here. It made a difference. It was a wonderful Mother's Day. It was a wonderful, wonderful time that I spent with them, and I just thank God for them. I thank God for all those who called, who came. It was just a wonderful time, and the healing process seemed to be going well. And
wonderful.
I just say thank you all for your prayers and all that you've done in keeping me in mind. I thank God for you. Thank you.
Praise God. You sound well, and we thank God that you're on the victory side of that procedure and that God showed himself faithful to you once again. So
yes.
we do give him the glory and the praise. That's a wonderful report. That is a wonderful report. Does anyone else have a praise report or a prayer request? I don't know if Jennifer Clark is on with us. Are you on with us, Jennifer, this morning?
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
I have a little bit of company, but I will try my best to keep it brief. Yes, I was on yesterday, but I wasn't able to speak. But I give God time.
Yes, because you're in transit.
I give God time for Saturday. It was so awesome. This is either the fifth or the sixth year I lost count, but it always blesses my heart. And I am so touched to be able to do something that would bring a little bit of joy and some kind of encouragement to these women that, you know, may feel like, you know, someone has forgotten them or so. But I just thank God for it, to be able to do this as a Mother's Day token, give these little Mother's Day tokens to each woman. I thank God for all of us that were there. And so we have a few women that would like to lift up on today.
Yes, let's get a couple of them.
Most of them are seeking employment and also, of course, a home of their, space of their home, space of their own. So that could be a general prayer request for all of them. And then I have one young lady that said she would really like prayer for her son. Her name is Raylon Ellington. She would like prayer for her son. She said even though he is, I believe it's either 5 or 6 years old, he has such a temper, and it concerns her greatly. So if you can lift her up in prayer this morning, her name is Raylon. And then there was one particular young lady that was not feeling well on that day, Shakira Williams. There is another lady who has health issues, Erica. So if we could lift those three up this morning in prayer, Erica Hall, Shakira Williams, and Raylon Ellington, please.
Okay, Shakira Williams, what was her request?
She was not feeling very well on Saturday. She didn't
she's
down.
Ill.
She actually sent her son down to receive her package for her.
Okay, yeah, I remember that. And Shakira is the one with what request was hers?
Shakira is the one that wasn't feeling well. Erica Hall has health issues. She said with her,
I'm sorry. Erica was the one I was really wanting info about.
Yeah, Erica has the health issues. And then Raylon is the one that with the son.
Okay. All right. Well, we are honored that we can represent these ladies at the throne of grace. It's an honor that we've been asked to do this. And I thank God for the fact that our prayer team, and that means you and the rest of us, are winners in doing the task of bearing fruit. And this is the kind of fruit that Jesus Christ was describing to his disciples, that when they asked the Father in his name, representing all that he is, that whatever we ask, he will deliver that. He will give it. He will respond. So let us lift up these families And we had the pleasure of meeting these individuals. And I tell you, you can feel the love of God flowing through you. We did as we interacted with them. So we felt honored to have met them and to have served them and continue to serve them in this manner. So thank you for being part of our team, and let us coalesce our hearts together and put our faith together, your faith, my faith, on their behalf. And God will honor their small amount of faith, and they did display some amount. They asked for prayer, and so that's an act of faith. Father, we come to you, and we come so humbly, because we know that we are in your service, and we're coming to you because we want to please you. We want to bear fruit. You've given us the fruit of praying. Prayer is our fruit, so that whatever we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we see him and represent him in our own hearts as the restorer, the savior, the healer, the provider. So those ladies that need employment so that they can provide honorably for their families, we pray even on this day as the decisions are being made about who will run our city, that employment would be one of the things that come forth, will be one of the byproducts of decisions that are made today, that doors would open for these ladies who have children that they must provide for. They would like to have permanent homes. They would like to have a place that they can call their space. And we thank you, Lord, that you had us encounter them, so that this communication is now possible on their behalf because of our meeting them. It was your design, and we thank you. Now, Father, we pray in particular for Erica. She has health issues. We pray, dear Father, that you would strengthen her even on this Tuesday morning. She would get up feeling revitalized, restored. She would feel energized because your word of healing, you are our healer. And so we send your word of healing to Erica right now. Charge the atmosphere around her with health so that she actually breathes it in. And Father, we pray for this other parent who's concerned about her son's temper. He's just a little child, but has already been displaying serious issues with his temperament. And we pray, Father, that you would lift that spirit of rebellion, that spirit of anger off of him, and place on him your anointing for peace, your anointing, Lord, for calm, so that he becomes an obedient child, a compliant child, as his mother has concerns over him. You would answer the prayers of her heart in the name of Jesus. Her son would be changed and transformed. And Father, you know his heart. You know what it is that troubles him. We pray, O God, that you would heal the hurts in the name of Jesus. Place your finger, dear Father, right upon the issues of his heart that will change his temperament, change his pain, from pain to joy, from hurt to satisfaction in the name of Jesus, so that his mother would know that you have intervened and you have made the change, because only you can. We pray for Shakira Williams, who's also ill. Raise her up. Father, you know all these issues. Raise her up in the name of Jesus. Heal her mind as well, her spirit, her heart, in the name of Jesus, so that there be complete and total healing, total wholeness, in the name of Jesus. Wholeness, we speak wholeness over Shakira. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Well, if you live in the city of Newark, today is day of decision and destiny for our city. And whatever happens in our city on this day has wide-ranging implications across the state, and I would say even nationally. So the nation will be watching all day today as the doors to the polling places open up. Let us pray over this situation. I believe it needs that, and we must give it the attention that it needs on this day, right now. The Lord said in his word, he says, pray for the city that you may have peace. Yes, so we want peace. We want the Spirit of God to reign in and over this city of God. And therefore, we are going to release the power of God over this city. Yes, the city of Newark. It was founded by people of God, and the intent and purpose was, it's a recorded fact, that they intended that this city would be as close as possible in its functioning and description to the kingdom of God, would be a kingdom city. That was the mandate. And so today, this story didn't begin today. It has been ongoing for over 300 years since the founding of the city. Christians came up from Connecticut. In fact, from Brantford, Connecticut, the Freeland Hysons, the Robert Treats, the Stephen Cranes, those are families. And they bought this land from the Hackensack Indians. Just a little bit of history. So we're tied in today to this history. Because look at what we're doing right now. The battle is still on for the territory. Let us release the power of God. Lord, release your glorious power against the enemy, according to Exodus chapter 15 and verse 6. In 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 12, let your power and might be released from your hand towards this city on this day. Scatter the enemy of your power, according to the psalmist in chapter 59 and verse 11. Today we declare your rule over your enemies through your power. Psalm 66 verse 7. And we ask that you let the power of your anger be released against the powers of darkness that reign over this city, according to Psalm 66, verse 7. Father, we ask that you release the power and the authority that you've given to us against all demons that are on the move and on the prowl on this day, in the name of Jesus, according to the 10th chapter of Matthew and chapter 1, verse 1, rather. Yes. Release your power. We release the authority that you've given us against every hindering, every demonic activity and strategy today that the enemy has plotted to display across the city. We deliver this city today from the power of Satan. And we place this city, the city of Newark, in your hands, according to Acts chapter 26 and verse 18. You are strong, O Lord, and in the power of your might, this city stands today against every hindering force, every force of darkness, in the name of Jesus, according to Ephesians 6 and 10. Cause the powers of darkness to submit to your power today. That same power that overcame death overcomes the adversary today and all the hordes of hell. In Jesus' name, display your awesome power that all men would believe. In the name of Jesus, release your power in healing of the spirits and minds and souls of and bodies of men, bringing deliverance in the name of Jesus. Let all be amazed at your power, according to Luke chapter 9 and verse 43. Let your great power be released through your ministers, through the believers, wherever we are located today in this city, according to Acts chapter 4 and verse 33. Let signs and wonders and miracles be released and seen through the power of the Holy Spirit, according to Romans chapter 15 and verse 19. Hallelujah. Let your power work in us today, according to Ephesians 3:20. Release your powerful angels on our behalf to fight our battles in the heavenlies today. In the name of Jesus, dislodging, displacing, disrupting the seating and positions of the adversary in the atmosphere. According to 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11, according to Revelation chapter 18 and verse 1, release the power of Elijah through all of your prophets today in the name of Jesus, according to Luke 1 and 17. Let us be willing in the day of your power to do your will, which is today, according to Psalm 110 and verse 3. We call it done in the name of Jesus. Today is the day of destiny and victory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we have the victory. praise the name of God, we have the victory. And today begins a new day, a day where the will of God will be done in this city. The people of God are rising up. Hallelujah. So that the nation will see what God has done and is doing in the city of Newark in New Jersey. Hallelujah. Praise the name of God. Praise the name of God. Is there anyone else that has a prayer request? The Lord is listening. And we know that his heart is turned towards us.
Praise the Lord again. Good morning.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
I just wanted us to remember the young man that called in a couple of weeks ago trying to understand and find his way. He was seeking God. His name is Aaron from Massachusetts.
Yeah, and his name was Aaron. I wasn't on that day, but I was listening. And if you recall, I came in at a certain point. And his name is, I never did get his name. His name was Aaron?
Aaron, yes.
Aaron.
Yeah. Aaron.
Okay.
A-A-R-O-N.
All right, that's significant.
Yes, it is.
That's significant. Okay. Well, we thank you for reminding us of what I believe is was a significant moment in his life, and certainly a significant opportunity for us. Let us lift him up with a name like that, and it seems based on my recall of that day and that event, the Holy Spirit is drawing him to the Lord. And with a name like Aaron, he's called to certainly be one of God's priests and kings in the earth. So let us pray for him. In fact, Jennifer, I will ask you to lead us in that prayer, if you would, please. Praying for Aaron. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
We praise you. We bless your name. Oh, Father, we lift your name on high. You alone are worthy of glory and honor and praise, God. We thank you for this opportunity,
yes,
Lord God, that you've given us another day, Lord God, that we can come before you. Humble ourselves, Lord God, and come before your throne of grace. And bow low before you, Lord God. Yes, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We will decrease, Lord, so that you might be increased. Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord God, today. And Lord God, today we lift up our brother Aaron before you. Father God, today we may never hear from him again, Lord God, but we know that his life will never be the same after he spoke with us, Lord God. So we just pray today, Lord God, that
touch him
you
today.
Continue touching him, Lord God, by your Holy Spirit. You said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me, Lord God. And we know today that it wasn't by chance that he called in. He may be on even right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we just want him to know that we love him with the love of Christ. And Lord God, that the love that we have for him comes from you, and that your love for him, hey God, nothing can separate him from it. Lord, we lift him up. We pray, oh God, that you move by your Spirit upon him, Lord God. Place him where he can be ministered to, Lord God, by others, Lord God, that know you, that seek in your face, Lord God, and have knowledge of you, Lord God, that they will be able to give him, Lord God, food. the feet and even yes. like a young babe in Christ in the name of Jesus. Lord God, minister to him even by your Holy Spirit, Lord God, because we know that he was seeking. Yes, Lord God, as
yes.
you said, when we seek you with all of our heart, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength, that we will find you. So we pray to you,
yes.
Lord God, that he continues to seek for you, Lord God. Search for you. Get into your word, Lord God. And even though he may not understand, just trust you to bring revelation to him. Lord God, today we pray that you bless him, oh God, with an anointing to serve you, to love and serve
yes.
you in spirit and in truth in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Lord, we pray, God, that you fence along him. Yes, Lord God, let the
yes.
enemy not have a hold on him in the name of Jesus. That you
name
keep him,
Jesus.
Father God. Keep him.
Raise
yes,
him up.
Lord God. Lead him, guide him, direct him by your
yes.
Holy Spirit. Lord God, and raise him up, Lord God, to be a mighty man of God, even as the Bible,
yes.
the Aaron, as was in biblical times. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let him be a helper. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
let him be a mouthpiece for you. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God, an excellent
uh-huh.
speech for you. Yes, Lord God, let him be able to tell others of your good works towards him. Hallelujah, Jesus, and even preach your gospel in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you today for him,
yes.
Lord God, and we lift him up before you, Father God, giving you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise for what you've begun, the good work that you've begun in him. Father God, we know
yes.
that you are able to complete it. So we give you thanks and we give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
glory
Jesus.
To God.
Thank
glory
you,
to God.
Praise
glory
Lord.
To God.
Yes,
the
Lord.
Holy Spirit just dropped into my heart for us to pray for a visitation of God upon this city. Whatever happens today
yeah.
be linked to what was already prophesied on many, many occasions in the past, that Newark is ground zero for a visitation of God, a revival, that is.
Yeah.
And that revival will start a fire up and down the East Coast. Up and down the East Coast. So let us declare that over the city today.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, we decree your fire over this city. The fires of revival, the flames of God be burning up and down this city. We pray that your fire would be released. Your throne, O Lord, is like a fiery flame, according to Daniel chapter 7 and verse 9. And you are the God that answers by fire. A fire goes before you and burns up your enemies. Lord, release your fire and burn up the works of darkness, releasing the light of heaven. Baptize us, all of the people of God, the people that you have called and have chosen to bear fruit with the Holy Ghost and fire. Let your fire be in our hands to heal the sick and to cast out devils. Let your fire burn in the eyes of your people, in our hearts, in our bellies, in our mouths. Let our feet be aflame. Let your fire be in our tongue to preach, teach, and prophesy your heart and your words. In the name of Jesus. Let your fire cover us. We release your fire to burn up the idols of our city and the idols of our land. Let the works of witchcraft and the occult be burned up in your fire, that the altars to those wannabe gods, those demons be cast down in the name of Jesus. Let your fire purify the community, the neighborhoods, the streets, the corners, in the name of Jesus. Burning up the spirits of lust and perversion, consuming those things. Let your fire be released in Zion, and the people of God would be hot and be aflame for you. Yes, release your fire to burn up all of the works of darkness. Let your fire burn up the wicked spirits. Let your glory kindle a burning fire, a fire that would cause people to be astonished at what manner of event is occurring in the midst of our city, in the midst of our community. We thank you, Lord, that your arm is an arm of fire. Let all flesh see your fire released, according to Ezekiel chapter 20 and 48. Father, let the fire burn in the east and the west and the north and the south to consume all wickedness, bringing peace and life to our city, to our community, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, we praise God for this day. Continue to pray for our city on this day, as its destiny is coming to manifestation in all the activities and the goings and comings of this day. So don't forget, just intercede for this day. So I want to thank you once again for joining us, and may God be with you and bless you tremendously. On this day, let me just share a benediction over us today. And it comes from 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11. The first part of verse 11, it says that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. May God bless you richly.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I will bless and victorious.
Thank you. Pray for me.
God bless you, my first lady. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
Yes.
God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you.